The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Mem Dalet, and we are in the middle of daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, but we will begin three lines from the top of daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So the topic of the daf this morning, daf Mem Gimel, was the halacha of Negei Be'edos, a little bit of a digression from the sugyas of Cheskes Habatim. We digressed because the Mishnah discussed the idea that a shutif can't be machzik in the nechasim of his fellow shutif. In that vein, the Gemara brought different halachas regarding shutfin. One of them was me'idin zalzeh. The Gemara asked the obvious question: how could Reuven and Shimon, who are partners together, be made about each other, assuming they're being made regarding the thing that they shared together? B'shutfis, isn't that a classic example of Negei B'dover? So from there we got into an entire sugna of Negei B'edos, and today's daf is really part two. We're going to get a little more into this very festa sugya, and that is the psul Negei B'edos. But first, the Gemara begins with a very cryptic brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, machaloi bayif, somebody sells a house. Machaloi saw that he sells a field. Ein meidloi, the meicher can't testify that the field was his when he sold it, even though right now it's not benefiting him, it's really benefiting the lekeach. He sold it regardless, mipnei she'achri yusayol, which at first glance seems to imply that being that he sold it b'achrayis, which means that if somebody would go now and take it away from the lekeach, a ma'arer, the lekeach would have recourse to go back to the meicher and ask for his money back. So the meicher is a classic negei bedover. As a result, he can't say eidus. Machalei parah, machalei talis. If, however, he didn't sell karka, rather he sold metaltalin, such as a parah or a talis, meyid lo yolem, then he can testify that it was once his and that now it belongs to the lekeach because his mechira was a good mechira. And the reason is, because in that case, the assumption is that it wasn't sold by achrayis. If it wasn't sold by achrayis, the lekeach has no recourse back to the mechir. So there's no negius. Why should the mechir lie? What exactly is his negius? So it's for that reason, if it was soda or bias with his achrayis, so there's a negius for the mechir potentially to lie. As a result, he's possible eidos, ein meyadloi, mipnei she'achri yusayolav, because there's recourse. If, however, it was a parah or a talis, there's no achrayis. If there's no achrayis, then there's no negius. If there's no negius, says the braisa, meyadloi. But the Gemara says, ma'ichna reisha, u'ma'ichna seif, me'hecha teisi, in the case where the meicher sold karka, such as bayis or sada, we assume that he sold the bachrayis, and in the seifa where he sold a parah and a talis, where he assumed he sold the chalei bachrayis. There's nothing in halacha that says that when you sell karka, it's sold bachrayis, and when you sell metaltalin, it's sold chalei bachrayis. The truth is that you have to look at each individual case, and it's a privately negotiated point within the transaction between the meicher and lekeach. Karka could be sold be'achrayis or shaloi be'achrayis. Metaltalin could be sold be'achrayis or shaloi be'achrayis. So why is the Mishnah generalizing and assuming that if you sold karka, the assumption was be'achrayis, thus the meicher can't testify? If it was sold metaltalin, we assume it was sold shaloi be'achrayis. As a result, the meicher can't testify. Me'echa teisi, ma'ichna reisha, u'ma'ichna seifa, amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, we have no choice but to do reconstructive surgery on this brisa, and to say that the brisa is discussing something that doesn't even resemble the poshet pshat in the brisa. The brisa is discussing Reuven shegazal Shimon. You have to hold cup. Reuven sold a field from Shimon, and he sold it to Levi. Va'asa Yehuda, and now Yehuda came v'kam ma'arer, and he's being ma'arer, and he's saying that this field that Levi has right now, that he bought from Reuven, who stole it from Shimon, it was never Reuven's, it was never Shimon's, and it's not Levi's. It was mine all along. So again, what happened? Shimon owned the field. Reuven won. He stole the field from Shimon and sold the field to Levi. So right now, Levi's in possession of the field. He bought it from Reuven, who to our eyes was a ganav. He had stolen the field from Shimon. Yehuda now comes from left field, and he says that the field was never Shimon's. When Reuven stole it from Shimon, he wasn't really stealing it from Shimon, because it wasn't Shimon's in the first place. When he sold it to Levi, it's zichr, not a good mechira. You want to know whose it was? It was mine all along. The question is, could Shimon, who's the nigzal, go and testify that the field right now should be Levi's. Says the Braisa, Deloy Lezel Shimon, La'asalei Levi. Shimon is not allowed to go say Eidos, that it right now is Levi's. And the reason is because he has an Egeus. The Nichalei Dehadra, because it's possible that he would rather Levi be in possession of it now. And as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, because if Levi's in possession of it right now, Shimon feels he has a better chance of retrieving it. Because how's he going to get it from Levi? He's going to prove that Reuven, who sold it to Levi, stole it from him. If, however, Yehuda is the one that ends up getting it, it may be much more difficult for him to get it. So, says the Gemara, Shimon is considered an Egei Bedavar, and Shimon is not allowed to say Eidos regarding this Mechira that Reuven sold to Levi, that it in fact belongs to Levi, and it doesn't belong to Yehuda. Says the Gemara, the Kivan Asle the Levi, just one second, if he's going to be Meir now, Shimon, he's going to say it belongs to Levi, Hechi Matzei Mapik Minei, how's he going to be able to later get it from Yehuda? If he's going to argue now on behalf of Levi and say that it's legitimately Levi's, so isn't he therefore walking away from his ability to later claim that it was his? Because by saying that it's Levi's, it's a Hoidos Padin Kamei Edom Dami, which will not allow him later to get it. So, he's not saying it's Levi's. All he's saying is, the Amar Yadana, the Hayar, the Lavdi Yehuda. He's saying, I know it's not Yehuda's. Yehuda wants to take it from Levi, he's going to prove that it doesn't belong to Yehuda. If it doesn't belong to Yehuda, who's going to end up keeping it? Levi. And then later, he's going to prove that it wasn't Levi's either. Because Levi bought it from Reuven, who actually stole it from him. Says the Gemara, Ubahus chusa dekamapakle mi Levi, lifka mi Yehuda memanavshach. If ultimately Shimon is able to prove that it doesn't belong to Levi, so doesn't it sound like Shimon has proof that it's his? If he has proof that it's his, he could disprove Yehuda for the same price. So why does he have to take the long scenic route? Why does he first have to disprove it's Yehuda's, and then later disprove that it's Levi's? When he disproves it's Levi's, he's obviously going to have a raya that it's his. So let him just show his cards right now in Beis Din. Let him prove that it's his. Knock out Yehuda, knock out Levi, knock out Yisachar Zvulun for the same price also. Why does he have to disprove Yehuda first? Why doesn't he go for the kill and prove that it's his? Says the Gemara, it could be the Omar, because he felt, Hasheni noyach le'rishin kashe menu. Because this Yehuda was a bolvan, and he wasn't interested in standing on the other side of him in court. He didn't want to deal with him. So he said, you know what, let me just knock Yehuda out of the way. I can easily prove it's not Yehuda's, let me get rid of Yehuda. Afterwards, I'll regroup, and I'll prove that it's mine. But the first thing he wants to do is get rid of Yehuda, because he's not interested in going to trial with Yehuda. So if he can easily get Yehuda out of the picture, that's something that he wants to do. The point is, Akasha Famaisa. It could make sense that that's what he wants. Vibel Yaseim, a little bit more of a Lamdash Ateris. You're going to Islay Sahadi Lamar, Islay Sahadi Lamar. Yehuda had Edom right now saying that it was his. And the card that Shimon was holding, that ultimately he felt was going to get him this field, was Edom that he had, that it belonged to him. What happens if Shimon has Edom that it belongs to Shimon and Yehuda has Edom that it belongs to Yehuda? What's the halacha going to be? It's going to end up being by Yehuda. So what he wants to do is first knock out Yehuda with whatever he's going to use to knock out Yehuda. Then later, when it's going to be him against Levi, he's going to bring Edom at that point and he's going to prove that it's his, because at that point, he won't have to worry that it's a trey, and it's going to be becheskas yudah. So right now, if he pulls out his Edom, really what he's going to be left with is a trey. The halacha is, you leave it where it is. Where is it right now? It's going to end up being arehechada teko. Right, but it's not by him. But if he goes and knocks it out of Yehuda's Rishus, then ultimately he's the one that's going to be able to keep it. But the Gemara is not finished. Right, the Gemara. So if that's the case of the Brice again, that's in Machaloi Bayis Machaloi Soda. Let's touch the Brice first before we go by it. So how do you touch the Brice? Right, Pasha, the Brice sounds like it's saying somebody sold a field. The halacha is, if now a third person's contesting whether or not the buyer of the field really had permission to buy it, meaning if the sale was a valid sale, if the one that sold it to the buyer had an ability to sell it to him, the halacha is the meicher is not allowed to be made. And the Braisa said, and the Gemara had a problem with it in light of the safe of the Braisa. So the Gemara, that's not what it means. What's going on over here is where this meicher was a Gazlin. Reuven stole a field from Shimon and he sold it to Levi. So Reuven was a Gazlin. Shimon, the Nigzal, now wants to testify that it belongs to the Lekeach min HaGazlin and not to some fourth person, Yehuda, that's being Ma'ara and saying that the field really belongs to him. The halacha is a meyidlai. He's not allowed to. Why? Because we're afraid that he has a vested interest. Like the Gemara said, Asheni Noyachli, Harishin Kashay Menu, he doesn't want Yehuda to be in possession of it. He wants Shimon to be in possession of it because it's going to make it easier for him to go ahead and get it. So we didn't explain the seifa yet. The Gemara is going to explain the seifa in a moment. But for now, that's the Pashup Shan of the Resha. By the way, says the Rashbam, what's the Sloshim Mipnesha Achri Yusay Olav? Achrayas sounds like what we know as Achrayas in Shas. Where does Achrayas fit into this picture? So, Dr. Ashbam, you have to say that according to Rav Sheshes, the word Achrayas is really Miloshen Achris, as in Toiv Achris Dovah Mereshisai. The point is that Shimon's not allowed to say Edus, that it belongs to Levi as opposed to Yehuda, Mepnei Sha'achri Yusay Olav, because we believe he has an Achris. He has an endgame. And he's saying Edus right now that it belongs to Levi to serve his own benefit. Because later he feels it's going to be easier for him to fight Levi in court than to fight Yehuda in court. The point is he's in a gay bedover. If he's in a gay bedover, he's going to be possible Eidos. But Frank the Gemara, if really all the Gemara is saying is that there's a concept that if somebody steals a field and then he sells it to somebody else, the Nigzal is not allowed to say Eidos, that it belongs to the Lekeach. Because we're concerned that he's in a gay bedover, he feels it's going to be easier from taking out of the lekeach versus the ma'arer. So why do we need the step where the gazlin sold the field? It shouldn't be necessary. V'lukma begazlin. Why can't we just say that Reuven stole the field? And now Levi's coming to be ma'arer. We don't need Yehuda. Levi's coming to be ma'arer, and he's saying that Reuven, it's not your field. Now, the truth is, it really wasn't Reuven's field, because Reuven stole it from Shimon. But the question is, could Shimon come say Edus that it is Reuven's? Why would he want to do that? Doesn't he want to say Edus that it's his? Because right now he wants to get Levi out of the picture, because I don't want to deal with this guy. I'd rather deal with Reuven. And the halacha should be that he's not allowed to say Edus because he's in the Gei Bedover. So, Frank the Gemara, if all we're saying is that there's a svara of Asheni Noechli Arishan Kashay Menu, which would make the Nigzal possible Edus because he's in the Gei Bedover, to say that it was stolen. Why? Because it could be there's an Achris over here, there's a Toiv Achris of a Mirishisai. He's doing it to serve his own purpose. So, why do you need that the Gazlin stole it and he sold it? And the Nigzal saying Edus that it belongs to Lekeach because when he got it from the Gazlin, he got it for Shus. Leave out that whole step. Just say the Gazlin stole it. Someone's been Ma'arer trying to take it away from the Gazlin. Zok the price. The Nigzal's not let us say Edus that it belongs to the Gazlin. Zok the Gemara, you're right. For the Reisha, it wouldn't be necessary. But now we're going to segue into the Sefer. Mishum the Kabayla Misni Sefer. We needed it for the second part of the braisa. What was the second part of the braisa? Machalei para, machalei talis. If the gazlin stole not a bias or a sada, he didn't sell karka, but rather what he stole was a para and a talis, and then he sold it to Levi, and Yehuda's coming to be ma'arer. So what did the braisa say? Meid law. He could be meid. This issue that Rav Sheshes said is the pshat in the ratio of the braisa doesn't apply to metalplin. You know why it doesn't apply to metalplin? The dafka macha, it's dafka because it was sold already. Da'avale yiyush, v'shimi rishos. At this point, Shimon's not a negei bedover anymore. What would be Shimon's negeis? I want Levi to have it, because if Levi has it, I could get it from him. It's too late. That's off the table. Levi, at this point, is not going to have to give it to Shimon. Shimon won't be able to collect it. Shimon's going to bring Edom. He's going to prove that Reuven stole it from him. You're right. But when Reuven stole it, there was Yish. And now that he sold it, there's Shina Rishos. And even according to the Mandaba that holds that Yish is not Koina. But Yish v'Shina Rishos, just like Yish v'Shina Hashem and Yish v'Shina Imaisa, Yish v'Shina Rishos is Koina. So at this point, he's not going to be able to get it anymore. So that's the pshat in the braises of the Gemara. You know what the pshat in the Sefer of the Brice is? You know why there's no problem for him to testify that it's Levi's and not Yehuda's? Because he has no horse in the race anymore. No pun intended. No par in the race. At this point, he can't get in anyways. Because at this point, there was already Yish v'Shina Rishos. But that's only true because Reuven sold it. Being that after Reuven stole it, he sold it. So there was a Yish and there was a Shina Rishos. Avaloi machar. But what would be if Reuven would have just sold it? And now Levi's coming to be ma'arer. In that case, even by metaltalin, even by a part of a talis, the halacha would be that Shimon wouldn't be able to say Eidos. Because right now, all there is Yish. There was no Shina Rishos. It's only when he was machar. At that point, there's not going to be Tana Reisha Nami Machar. So that's why in the Reisha we also said Machar. It's true. For the Halacha in the Reisha, you don't need Machar. Because even without Machar, Shimon's possible Eidos to say that it belongs to Reuven. Just like it'd be possible Eidos to say that it belongs to Levi who bought it from Reuven. Where it's Negeya the Machar is in the Sefer. It's only because he was Machar that the Halacha in the Sefer is true that you could say Eidos by Metatlin. Because at that point, what you have is Yish Vashina Rishos. But if there was no Machar, there was no Shina Rishos, the Halacha Metatlin would be identical to the Halacha of Karka. Says the Gemara, we're not finished yet. The Sefer Nami, the Sefer as well, you're telling me that Shimon could say Eidos, that the Talis and the Para belongs to Levi because he's not in the Gebedover. Why is he in the Gebedover? Because he anyways is out. He lost the thing that was stolen from him. He lost the parah. He lost the talis. Because once it's sold, there was a yish and reshina reshus. Zok the Gemara, yish reshina reshus does what? If Reuven steals something from Shimon, Shimon is miyayish, and now there was shina reshus. Or there was a shina maisa, there was a shina Hashem. That means that's it. The nigzal has no recourse against the gazlan. Of course he has recourse. What it means is that the chefetz itself that was stolen, that's out of the picture. There's no mitzvah hashava anymore. Now the halach is mishalim kishas agzela. There's a separate shulchan aruch of what the mitzvah shavas is. But avada is a mitzvah shavah. It's what's known in yeshiva as a chiyuv domim. You have to at least make the person whole. You have to give him in shekels, in dollars and cents, the value of what it is you sold. It's true. You don't give him back the chefetz that you took. Because the chefetz now belongs to you. You were koinet v'yish v'shinu rishos. But avada, you have to give him something. That means Shimon's not out of the picture. Shimon's still very much in the game of over. He wants that this should be Levi's. And he's going to later argue that Levi got it from Reuven, who stole it from him, and I want my money back. You're right, you don't have to give me the chefetz. The chefetz is yours. You were kind of yesh b'shin reshus. If, however, Yehuda wins in court, the ma'ar, and Yehuda gets it, he's not. So he wants Yehuda out of the picture, because Hashemi noach that Rishon Kashim Menu, he's not interested in dealing with Yehuda. Ultimately, he's going to benefit. What do you tell him? He's not benefiting because it was yesh b'shin reshus. That just means he can't get the etzem chefetz back. But of course, he's benefiting because there's still going to be very much a chiyuv davar. Think the Gemara, seifa nami nei demiyayish migufei, but v'dmei mi miyayish zok the Gemara leitzricha demiz gazlin. Another akinta. It's talking about where this gazlin Reuven died. Reuven already died. And this is, of course, of Perek HaGoizel Umaychel fame. If somebody steals and he gave the Dover and Nigzel to his children, or the Niach Lefneyem Petur Milushalim, the halach is that even though a gazlin who steals and the Shinu Rishos Shinu Maisa, etc., etc., so that there's no chi of hashava on the chefetz anigzal. He still has a chi of damim. He still has to make the nigzal whole. That's only true for the gazlan himself. His children, however, the yarshim, don't have that obligation. So if the chefetz is be'en, there's a mamoni gabach, avada the yarshim would have to give it back to the nigzal. But if all there is a chi of damim, that liability doesn't go over Yerusha, they're not going to be obligated to give it back. Talk to Gemara, there's no Chiv Dalim anymore because we're talking about where Reuven died. Frank to Gemara. Oh, if Reuven died, then Lukma be Yerush. Then Viter, why do you need that Reuven sold it? The Gemara said, why did we need that step? Reuven stole it from Shimon, sold it to Levi, Yehuda's being Ma'ar. Why couldn't Reuven have just stole it from Shimon and Levi's be Ma'ar, can I get Reuven? The Gemara said, because you need Reuven to sell it to establish the Shinu Rishos, to establish the Halacha the Sefer, which is that by Metalflin, there's no Negev Adover. Faith the Gemara, but if you anyways are going to have to say that Reuven died, because if Reuven didn't die, even if there was Yesh Vashinu Rishos, Shimon's in Negev Adover because he still wants to get the Damim, the Teretz is Reuven died. Once Reuven died, you have the Shinu Rishos. Because now his Yarshim other Shinu Rishos. So Vaita, the Gemara is really drilling down on this. Why do you need that Reuven sold it? If Reuven Manavshach had to die, his Yarshim are already going to be the Shinu Rishos. So the Gemara, Nichol Manamar. So this is ganz good according to Manamar that holds Rishos Yarish Lav Kishos like Keiach Dami. That a Yarish Brakar Davur. We don't look at him as a Shinu Rishos. Oh, if he's not viewed as a Shinu Rishos in the halachas, in the sugis of Bava Kamas, it's very good. You need the Mechira. Shabder El Manamar Rishos Yarish Kishos like Keiach Dami. Good Manamar that holds Rishos Yarish Kishos like Keiach. Ma'ikol Neimar. The Ois. So the Gemara, I'll ask you another kasha, a more posh kasha, unkind cheshbonis, and that is kasha leila bayo. How did Rav Sheshes teach the brayso? B'pnei she'achri yusay olav the reisha machle bayis machle yisod the emeid olav b'pnei she'achri yusay olav and the sefer machle par machle talis meid olav b'pnei She'en achriusei olav. That's the wrong word. You're right. Rashbam was madchik. He figured it out. It's not achriusei. It's achris. Mi lashon tev achris dove mireishisei. But still, the Brisa should have picked a much better lashon. Mipnei he chay zeres loy. Ve'ina chay zeres loy mi bayalei. So at the end of the day, even if we can make Rav Sheshes' pshat work, you have to agree that it's very dachuk. That doesn't sound like that's what the Brisa was talking about. Zok de gemara ela. And this now takes us to the second pshat in the sugya. A much simpler pshat. It's so simple that you're going to wonder why the Gemara didn't just learn the Braisa this way. Kid the Ravin Bar Shmuel. Pshat in this Braisa is like something Ravin Bar Shmuel said. Dabba Ravin Bar Shmuel, which made the Shmuel. Because Ravin, who was Shmuel Sot, said in the name of his father Shmuel, Amoichus Oda Lechaveir, Shalei Bachrayas. We had this morning. If somebody sells a field to his friend, and he sold it to him, Shalei Bachrayas, non-recourse, Dalach is Ein Meid, he can't say Eidos, which at first glance is a little Chiddish. Because if I sold it to you, Shalei Bachrayas, why can't I say Eidos, that it was mine, and then when I sold it to you, it was a good Mechira? Right now, Manavshach, if it's taken away from you, I'm not going to lose anything. So if I'm not going to lose anything, why can't I say Eidos? The reason Ravin Bar Shmuel said that he heard from his father Shmuel was B'nei Shemamida B'nei Bachayva. Because we're concerned that maybe this Meicher owed somebody money. He had a creditor, somebody that he owed money. Right now he's broke. He has no way to pay him. If this field that he sold was once his, it comes out it was already meshubit his balchay. So the balchay is going to be able to go ahead and take it, which is something that would very much benefit the meicher. Because if the meicher is able to pay his loan, then he's in good standing. If he's not able to pay his loan, even if he doesn't have from where to pay it, but he's a levi rasha, so he's bad, he's called a Russia. That's not a good thing. So it's very much in his interest, even though it was sold Shalei Bachrayas. It's for that reason he's considered a Gei Bedof. So off the bat, if someone's Machar Bayis Machar Yisada, it makes a lot of sense, She'en Meyada. Says the Bryce, however it depends. V'davka Bayis Yisada. This is only true by Bayis Yisada. Why is it true by Bayis Yisada? Because a Bayis and Sada is Meshubit to a Balchayv. Oh, if it's Meshubit to a Balchayv, even if you sold it Shalei Bachrayas, there's a svar of achri yusei olav. There's a reason why you should be in a gei bedaver. You're in a gei bedaver because maybe you want your balchayv, your creditor, to be able to collect from this bayis asad. Ah, part of a talis, but a part of a talis. Loi mi bayis v'stama. That's pashit. If you sold it stam, delay mishtab delay. Of course, it's not meshubid because the halacha is that only karkas meshubid to a balchayv. But a part of a talis, metalfil is not meshubid to a balchayv. My time of metalfil in it, metalfil to a balchayv delay mishtab. The avak after kaslim the gibel akasvei. Even though every time you borrow money, you tell the malva that I'm being meshabed myself literally from my glima that's on my shoulders, but it doesn't matter. Hani milidisnu. But that only means that everything that is b'nei chayrin, everything that you have right now at the time that the loan is being collected is meshubit. Avolesnu b'nei loy, but something that's not b'enah. That's true for metaltel, not for kai. And Ellen, the Gemara continues, I feel like sorry, apoytiki, even if you tell me that the part of the talis was made as an apoytiki, what's apoytiki? Poytaikoi, where you perfected a lien on the part of a talis, even there this is not going to be negaya. Even there the balchayv wouldn't be able to collect. My time, you could have rough. Dama, rava, asa, abdi, apoytiki, you machri, balchayv, gavi, metal. Somebody made an evan in apoytiki, yeah, that balchayv could be gavi. But shayrech, the chamari, apoytiki, machri, ain't balchayv, gavi, metal. But a shar, the chamari, even if you made it in apoytiki, the loiv did, it doesn't matter. Still the balchayv can get it. My time, ahay, yisli, kala, vay, lesli, kala. Because otherwise, nobody's ever going to buy a para. There's no coil. I mean that there's no coil, you can end up messing up the luchuchis. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is, you want to know pshat in the braisa. Pshat in the braisa is, we're talking about somebody sold a bayis, a sada, para, a talis. It was all sold, shalei b'achrayis. Even though it was sold, shalei b'achrayis, Ravin bar Shmuel said, mishmei de Shmuel, the meicher still can't be made that it belongs to the lekeach. Why can't he be made that it belongs to the lekeach? Mipnei shem amida b'fnei balchayv. Meaning it's in his interest to say that it was once his, so that it would be meshubet his balchayv, so he won't have to be a levi rasha. That's all an issue where it's a bias for Sada, that's Meshubat to the Balchayv. But if it was a part of a talis, which is not Meshubat to the Balchayv, so the Balchayv anyways won't be able to get it. If the Balchayv anyways won't be able to get it, so this Svara of Ravin Bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Shmuel, is moot. It's for that reason, Meir Loi, because there's no Negiyas. What's the Negiyas? The Achrayas, he sold it Shaloi Bachrayas. Mepneshan Amidu Bepnei Balchayv, Balchayv anyways can't be graded from it. That's why there's not going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, just because it's metaltalin, is it muchach that it was sold shalei b'achrayas? V'leicha shveit the Gemara, doma akhtalei metalti aga mekarki. Maybe the loiva was mishabed his metaltalin to the Malva, even if it will be Nechasim Meshubadim, and even though ordinarily it's not the way it works, but Bekinyan Agav, it is something. And just like you could be Koine Metaltalin Agav Karka, you could be Meshabed Metaltalin Agav Karka as well. A very novel idea. Da'amar Rabbo, and the author of this idea is Rabbo. Rabbi said he actually metalti agav karki, kani mekarki, kani metalti. If someone's makna metalti and agav karka, that loch is it becomes meshubid. From Rav Chiz, the qualified it, he said, v'hu dekasav lo delay kasmachtuk lo tufsiru the story. We don't need that for now. But the point is, it is possible for a person to be meshabid metalti and agav karka. So why is it so poshit that mochaloi para, mochaloi talis, meiro? Why? Because anyway, it's not meshubid to the machayif. Maybe it is meshubid to the machayif. Maybe he was makna in the metalfalin. He was mishabed the metalfalin agav karka. Hachav ma'askid. And the Gemara says the price was talking about a case where we know for sure that didn't happen. He's going shalokachu makal la'alta. It's talking about where he bought it and he sold it right away. He flipped it. He bought the par and sold it right away. He bought the talis and he sold it right away. There was no time for him to be mishabed agav karka. Which, by the way, the Gemara Tosis points out, if that's the case, then what's the ratio is probably also talking about such a case. Machal abayis, machal yisod is also probably shalakachu machal alta. There was no time to be meshabedin. Ayin toisus. But either way, right, the Gemara v'lechesh doma de'iknihu. Maybe he made the shiba before he acquired the metaltalin. Before he acquired the metaltalin, he already said that I'm going to buy metaltalin, de'ikni. This metaltalin that I'm going to buy, I want now to create a shibut so that when I buy the metalfalin, it should automatically be meshubit to my karka. Shamit me, no. Let's bring a raya from here. The ikni kana umacha kana vahirish loy mishtabit. You see from here that it doesn't work. But the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach. You can't necessarily prove that this, the ikni, doesn't work because it could be like tzricha to come at edim yodina bebehaid lehavali army olam. The Seif is talking about where we know this person didn't have karka. In fact, he never had karka. So, if he never had karka, so it's not possible that he was ever meshabed the metalfalin agav karka. Thus, what you're left with is a regular macha paru talis that wasn't meshubed to his balchav. There was no way for him to ever have been meshabed to a balchav. Even in a poitik, he wouldn't get the job done. It's for that reason that there's no negias for him to now be meyer, that it was always it. What's the negias? There's no mamida b'fnei balchav over here. Freak the Gemara a little bit more. Vamir ha-papa, ha-papa said, avgav tamir ha-papa, ha-michasad l'chavei shalei b'achreis. Uba balchav v'tar fe'enei chayzer olav. Even though the Rabbanon said that if somebody sells his field to his friend, shalom b'achrayis, and a b'achayiv comes and takes it, the halacha is, it was sold shalom b'achrayis. So naturally, the lekech doesn't have recourse. That's the definition of shalei b'achrayis, but nimtza sheinu shalei. But what would be if the field was sold shalei b'achrayis, and then afterwards we found out, not that he had a b'achayiv, not that there was a lien, we found out that what he sold wasn't even his. He sold something that didn't belong to him. Chayzer olav, you could be chayzer. If that's the case, that means there's no concept of shalei b'achrayis in the event that somebody is ma'arer saying that it never belonged to the meicher. Because what are you going to tell me? I sold it to shalei b'achrayis? That's only with regards to a third party, like a balchayv. But if the achrayis that we're discussing over here is, was it mine? Did I have title? Was I able to sell it? Or was I not able to sell it? Even if it was sold shalei b'achrayis, it's as if it was sold b'achrayis. So again, hadra kusha l'duchte. What are you going to tell me, machapar? Machatalis. The reason Meyed lo yolel is because he sold it shalei b'achrayis, and there's no svara of mamida b'fnei balchayv. Why not? Because parentalis is not meshubet or balchayv. The lekeach has no recourse because he sold it shalei b'achrayis. It's not true. Being that the case over here is that somebody's being ma'ar, somebody's contesting the fact that the meicher had an ability to sell it to the lekeach. This type of claim, shaloi b'achrayis, is not going to help you for it. It's like if you form a limited liability corporation. It doesn't protect you against fraud. There's certain things that you're not protected against. So the fact that you set up this shtar with a good attorney, shaloi b'achrayis, it doesn't protect you against this kind of fraud. So at the end of the day, you are very much interested in walking into Bezin and saying, Eidos, that the Ma'ar is wrong and that you're right, because otherwise it is going to cost you. Hagami was sold shaloi b'achrayis, says the Gemara. Hachav ma'askina b'makir b'ashi yibas chamoyre. The case is where the Lekeach is saying that I know the Moich is right. I mean that the Lekeach is saying that I know the Moich is right. M'manavshach, the Lekeach will never be able to go and get his money back from the Moicher, because Eidos b'adin kemei Eidom nami. So the meicher will not have to give. So the achrayis is not a factor. Why? Because even if you're going to tell me that Shaloi Bachrayis doesn't protect you against the Ma'arer, but in this case, you're protected because the Lekeach already had a Dos Baldin, that it belonged to the Meicher, so I'll never be able to get it from the Meicher. The only possibility is Ma'amida b'fnei Bal Chayv. Part of a talis is not meshubet to a Bal Chayv. Even if it was an apotheke, it's not meshubet to a Bal Chayv. So it's for that reason you don't have to worry about that. Either way, the Gemara said that even though Rapapa just said that Afal gaf to Omer Rabban and Amoichah Sodel L'chaveir Shloi Bachrayis Uba Bal Chayv v'tarfa Ene Chayzer Olav but Nimtza She'ene Shaloi Chayzer Olav. Rav Zvid argued, Rav Zvid Omer Afilu Nimtza She'ene Shaloi Ene Chayzer Olav the Amale, because you could always tell him the Hachiz Vini Lach Shloi Bachrayis. No, I sold it Shloi Bachrayis, and Shloi Bachrayis means whether a third party comes and takes it away, or whether you find out that I was a bad guy and I sold you something that doesn't belong to me. He disagrees with Rav Papa, so we're ending the daf with a very yisaydi machloikis between Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. When somebody sells something Shloi Bachrayis, does it protect him against fraud, or does it not protect him against fraud? Excellent. So this morning we spoke a little bit about the lumdis of Negeya Bidavar, which is Pasul Edus. So that was the theme of yesterday's daf and today's daf, tonight's daf, this morning's daf. I'm all confused. But the theme of the last two daf, Bava Basra, Mem Gimel, and Bava Basra, we're all in the same place. Mem Dalid has been the Psul Negeya Bidavar. And this morning we spoke out of Machlikis, the Lavush, and his Chibur Ir Shushan on the one side, and the Shach and the Sma on the other side. What exactly is the lumdus? Why is it that Negei Bedover is Basileidus? Is it because we're concerned that maybe he's lying? There's a Chshash Mishaker, and being that he has a vested interest to lie, we have to be concerned that maybe he in fact is lying. It's for that reason he's Basileidus. Or it could be it has nothing to do with Chshash Mishaker. And in fact, it's possible that we're never Chayish that a person might be lying on a Dei Raisa level. Why then would a Negei Bedover be Basileidus? The reason a Negei Bedover would be Basileidus is because being that you're negeyas, it comes out that your edus affects you. It's as if you're saying edus about yourself. And just like you can't say edus about a kariv, adam kariv eitz alatzmai, and it's for that reason you wouldn't be able to say edus. So he said that the Lavush argues with the Shach and the Sma. It's two stodim, it's the suffix of the Maria Evan Lev. We spoke out the Lashon HaRam Perek Tesvav Hilchas Edus. We spoke out the Lashon HaRaivit Huva B'shita Mekubetzis and our Sugya. Either way, these are the two big classic tzadim that the Rebbe Yehuda discussed in the Tshuva, Evan Ezer Simich of Zayin. What exactly the Yisoid is? Why is it that Negei Bedover is possible? The Shach, in the beginning of Simen Lamed Zayin, says that I think I know what the Makar to the Lavush was. Again, the Lavush held that the reason a Negei Bedover is Pasul Edus is not because of Chashash Meshaker, but it's because Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmoy, and you're saying Edus, that's going to affect you. You're not allowed to say Edus about a Karev, so you can't say Edus about yourself either. Zok the Shach, it was the Rima Gash's Kash. The Rima Gash said that Ravin Bar Shmuel said, Mishmei the Shmuel, that a person is not allowed to testify after he sells a field. Shaloi Bachrayis, that the field belonged to him initially, even though right now it's Shloi Bachrayis, so that there's no recourse. If it's taken away from the Lekeach can't go back to the Meicher. But we're worried, there may be a Balchayv out there, and this person may be interested in the Balchayv getting back what he loaned him. Meaning this person may want to pay the Balchayv. And it's for that reason, it could be he's not telling the truth, so that he's viewed as a negei bedover, he can't say edus that the mechir was a good mechir, that it actually belonged to him. Why would he want his bal chayv to get paid? So the Rashbam spoke it out, kam upamim. The Gemara is going to say it in tomorrow's daf, or Wednesday's daf. It's because loy v'rasha v'lo yishalim, a person's not interested in being in Russia. Freik the rimagash, gevald. What's going on over here? You're telling me now that this person doesn't want to be a Rasha. He doesn't want to be a Levi Rasha of a Yishalim. So it's for that reason you don't trust his Edus. Because maybe he's going to lie, say that this field really was his, Hagam it wasn't his, so that he could give it to his Bachayv, to pay his Bachayv. So Manavshach, are we dealing with a person that when he looks in the mirror doesn't want to see a Rasha? Or are we dealing with a person who really doesn't care? If we're dealing with someone who's sensitive, he doesn't want to be a Levi Rasha of a Yishalim, then how's it Shayach, Frank Tari Magash, that we're concerned that this person may be lying? And Zokhtari Magash, if you think about it, what's worse? To be a loiv of a loiv mishalim, or to say Eid Roshaka? Eidus Sheker is one of the Aseres HaDibris. It's Zichar more chamer than being a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. So you're telling me the person doesn't want to do the lesser Aveira of being a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim? So he'll go ahead and he'll do the bigger Aveira? Zachter Megash, you have to say that this person really doesn't care. Klapi Shmaya Galya, when he's Bechadri Chadorim, he'll do big Aveiras, small Aveiras. He's going to be a Rasha. He'll say, Eidus Sheker, be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. But Mibachutz, superficially, he wants to sit in the Mizrachvan. It feels like a Shaina Yid. He's very worried about his image. He wants his kids to be able to do nine Shaduchim. So if he's saying Eidus Sheker and nobody knows, that's between him and God. That he doesn't worry about. Oh, but to be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim, he doesn't want people walking around saying that he took money from people he didn't give it back. That's something he's mucho sensitive to. Oh, that is what. So you're right. You want to put it on the scale, on the Miznayim. What's more chomer? I've added more chomer to be overlay Sanab Yachav Yachakar. But that's not what he's doing. He's using a different Miznayim. His Miznayim is housing and affect his social status. Oh, socially, he's much better off lying, because no one's ever going to know, rather than be a loiver rush of a loy shalim. A bezok de shach, I think the Levush didn't like the Rimagash's teretz. And the Levush was so bothered with this kasha that you know what the Levush spied from here? That in a gay of Bedover's postulate is not because we think he's lying. He's telling the truth. He's postulate is because he's a Korath. And a Korath is postulate is even when there is no Chash Meshaker. And what's the Raya? It's a Gemara later. Kufman Tesam and Alf. Moshe Vaharan Yechichu. Moshe Vaharan would be postulate to say Edis together. Moshe couldn't say Edis about Aharon. Aharon couldn't say Edis about Moshe. They couldn't say Edis Tzamen. Why? Because there's a Gzeris HaKosov, that a Kariv is Pasaleidos. So the Rima Gash held, you're right. If you're going to go down the road of Chash Meshaker, then the whole Chash makes no sense. You're worried he's going to lie to be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim? Doesn't make any sense. Manavshach. Either he's worried or he's not worried. Zok Deshach, the Levush held that no, we're not worried that he's lying. We know he's saying the Amos. It's not about whether he's lying or not lying. The concern is that he's telling the truth. The reason he's saying it is because he doesn't want to be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. The point is that being that there's a cheshbon of him not wanting to be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim, he's in a gay be'edus. If he's in a gay be'edus, it's for that reason he's going to be possible. Zokto b'chonon in Kovet Shiurim, Gevaldiger Reit, Kovet Shiurim, the Rimagash, the Shach, this is the Makarta Lavosh, but he said this a diktuk that bothered me very much in the Rimagash's kasha. The Rimagash, when he asked this kasha, it's Kedai to Halka, asked that I don't understand the cheshbon that a person would lie and say Eidus Sheker and Bezdin, be Oivele Sana Briacha Eid Shaker, so he shouldn't be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. And the kasha was, what's worse? Put it on the scale. The Leisana Briacha Eid Shaker is going to outweigh the Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. So how could you assume that a person would do a bigger Aveira so that he shouldn't do a smaller Aveira? It's Mashma, says Rabbi Chana, Hashem Yim Kandama. Now, what if it was in the reverse? What if Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim was a bigger Aveira than Leisana Briacha Eid Shaker? So then the Rimagash went to Vatakasha because he's worried about the bigger Aveira and he's willing to do a smaller Aveira to Fadin the bigger Aveira. Abzokta Bochana, a Gevaldige Chal. If this person is going to say Eidus Sheker, if that's the Chashash, clearly the way the Rimagash understood it, not like the Levush, he understood it's a Chashash Meshaker. So if he's worried that this person is lying, so he's going to take a field that doesn't belong to him, so that he can give his malva. So he shouldn't be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. Could you pay up a chayv with something that doesn't belong to you? I'm not doing that. So the Mavad Shach is going to be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. What's the point? He's going to lie, take a field that's not his, give it to his malva, so he shouldn't be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. You can't pay up your chayv with somebody else's thing. So he's viter a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. It looks like it. Yeah, it's all looking good. But in the kasha, where the Rima Gash felt that this person was taking it very seriously, this person said, aha, if Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim is more chamer than Eidus Sheker, so let me lie to be a Levi Rosh, so I shouldn't be a Levi Rosh of Alei Yishalim. The point is, if he's lying, then it's not his. If it's not his, Zokt Rabbi Chanan, it could be we're concerned that this person is lying. But really, the lie is based on something that's true. I'm lying, but I'm telling the truth. Meaning, this person's walking into court, he's saying it's my field. It could be we're talking about a Heverman who knew for sure the field was his. The problem is he had no way of proving to court that the field was his. Because there was somebody being ma'arer. So you know what he did? He walked in, he said Eidus. He made up a story. An Eidus Sheker to go ahead to get Bezdin to give it to him. But what ultimately he got
belonged to him. So when he now goes and he gives it to the Malva, he's not a Leiva Rosh of a Leiva Shalit. He was Mekayim as Tashlumin because he actually gave something that belonged to him. But he lied to get there. Because at the end of the day, he set a dosheker in order for Bezdin to release it to him so that he should have it to be able to pay up his bachayv. That's what we're worried about. You're right. It would make no sense that we're worried about someone who's going to say a dosheker to get something that's not his because he's concerned about Leiva Rosh of Leiva Shalit. If he's going to pay up his malvah with something that's not his, he's right to get to be a Leiva Rosh of Leiva Shalit. You know what the concern is? The concern is that he's going to lie in Bezdin to get something that is his. Why does he have to lie? Because he had no other way of getting it. So he said, I know it's mine, so let me lie to get it. I say, he's going to lie to get something that's his. That's something you're not allowed to do. If he's going to do that, to give it to the... He won't be a Leiva Rosh of Leiva Shalim. That's where the chash is. Bezok Rabbi Chanan, if that's the case, I see a nias over here. You know what I see? If a person is in court, and he knows 100% that he's right, he's litigating, he's going up in some din Torah, he's not allowed to lie to get Bezdin to give him what he knows 1,000% belongs to him. He can't walk in and say, it's still considered Eid HaSheker. Hagam, at the end of the day, he's saying Eid HaSheker to prove something is his that really is his. But if the way you're getting it is by Eid HaSheker, that's not okay. That's not cool. And that's something you're not allowed to do. And Zok Rabbi Chanan, have a riot to that. A Tosis in Bava Metzia, in Shtayim Moichsen, Daf Yudal. Tosis was discussing where two people were in court. And somebody pulled out a shtar that said that Reuven owed Shimon $1,000. And Reuven saw the shtar, he knew the shtar was Mezuyev. He knew in his heart of hearts the shtar was Mezuyev. He never saw the shtar. It wasn't an Emes shtar. Is Reuven allowed to go and make up a shoiver? Write a shoiver that's going to be Mezuyev? At the end of the day, you're not allowed to write a shtar that's Mezuyev, but he's doing it to protect himself. He knows the Emes. He knows he doesn't owe $1,000. So if the Malva pulled out a shtar that was Mezuyev, maybe the Levi could pull out a shoiver that's Mezuyev. Zok Taisi not allowed. And even though Ovid Inish Dinal and Nafshik, and there are certain times where a person can take matters in his own hand, to lie, that's something you're not allowed to do. You can't write a shtar that's Mezuyev. You can't say Eid HaSheker. And that was the chash. The chash is that the person is going to say Eid HaSheker. Hagam, that Klapi Shmaya Galya, what he's saying, is really true. So just to turn our attention for one moment, may inyan the inyan, ba'isa inyan, and we're going to come back to the sugya negevadam. This is very interesting halacha, right in the beginning of Simen Lamadal Rechashim Mishpat. So we've been talking a lot here in Simen Lamadal Rechashim Mishpat. Simen Lamadal of Katan Aleph. Rosha Pasaleidus. Rosha's Pasaleidus. Continues the Mechaber, Vafilu Eid Kosher, Sheyedeh Bechaveh Reshu Rosha, even an Eid Kosher. Who knows? That his friend is a Rosha. Ve'en Adayon Makirin Rishoy, Asoloy Leheyedimoy. Afal Pisha who Eidus Anis. Claire's the Mechaber. What would be the halacha if somebody, together with his friend, both saw something really bad happen? Or better, they saw Reuven borrow $1,000. And now Shimon comes to court and he wants $1,000 from Reuven and they're trying to find Eidim. And there are two people that saw it. One of the people happens to be a Rasha. A Rasha is Pasul Eidus. The question is, if Bezdin doesn't know that the Rasha is a Rasha, could the other person that's not a Rasha, that's the case of the Mechaber, walk in together with the Rasha and say Eidos? Says the Shulchan Aruch also. So again, Afilu Eid Kosher, we're talking to the Eid Kosher, Sheyoideya Bechaveroi Shehu Rasha, he knows his friends are Rasha, Ve'ena Dayanam Akir Rasha, but Dayanam don't know that he's a Rasha. Sounds like the Rasha himself doesn't know he's a Rasha either, which is not uncommon. Also Loi Leheyed Imoi, Afal Pishu Eidus, even though it's Eidus Emes, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, Rasha's Pasal Eidus, and you're not allowed to go together with a Rasha to say Eidus. The Makar is a Gemara, the beginning of Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos Taf Lamed Amid Beis, it's Loin Taf in Midvar Sheker Tircha, could be Loin Taf in Matoshes in in Rosh Aliyah said Chamas, you're not allowed to be made together with a Rosh. But the bottom line is that that's the halacha. Pisrei Tshuva brings from the Chavis Yar that the Chavis Yar declared what would be a similar case. Reuven was Teveya Shimon. He asked Shimon, can you please come and say Eidus for me in court? Now, Shimon knew that what Reuven wanted him to say Eidus about was true. The problem is Shimon knows about himself that he's possible Eidus. Is he allowed to go say Eidus or is he not allowed to say Eidus? Meaning he knows he's telling the truth. He's not going to lie. The problem is he's Apostle Eidus. Bezdin doesn't know he's Apostle Eidus. Could he say Eidus or not? Zokta, Chavis Yar, it's Pasha. Maduch the Mechaber said that if you're an Eid Kosher, you can't be made together with someone else that's an Eid Apostle. Even though the Eidus that you're going to say is Emes. If Bezdin doesn't know that there's a puzzle over here, we don't care that the underlying testimony is truthful. So the bottom line is you're not allowed to be made together with somebody that's puzzle. So Kavachimer, you yourself, if you're the puzzle, you shouldn't be able to do it. Stating that, the Pesachei Tshuva brings that Rabbi Yonis and Ibershitz in his Urim V'tumim said that Sinish Tazai Pasha. He brings the Tshuva from the Chavis Yar and he says, Venira, I believe that it depends. It depends what kind of puzzle we are. Very gishmak. The Imu puzzle Mishum Kurva, let's say the puzzle is that he's a Karev. Bezin doesn't know he's a Karev. He's a Karev. He knows it's true, but he's a karev. Vaday de lo yeid. Avaday he's not allowed to. Elo yavoy, he should come. V'yagid le bezdin. He should tell bezdin. Karev ani. Avo machmas aveiro. What if he knows that he's possible? It's because of an aveiro. Kiven den you do eloloi. Being that he's the only one that knows he's a bad guy. Harei ein odom nifsal al piatzmoi. A person can't make himself a possible. Very good. So it's for that reason, that's not going to be a cheshmet. V'oi. Then here's the punchline. Hatam de possible rosh alohoi. The reason a rosh is possible eidos. Who de nechshad lohoi shaker. Because he's a choshid that we're afraid that maybe he's lying. Which Be'emes is a very controversial line. Ayin k'tzoy sachosh v'zimen unbeis. The k'tzoy says it depends. There's certain risham that apostle because we think they're lying. Then the risham that apostle because it's exeris akosel, just like apostles, a karev is apostle, a rosh is apostle. But the bottom line it says the urim v'tumim. It's pashut that the reason a rosh is apostle eidos is because he's a chashe that he's saying sheker. Vim kain who the idea ben avshoy the emes itoy lomalo yeh. He knows he's not saying sheker. A Russia is not Be'etzem Pasul Eidos. It's only because it's a Chash Neshaker. Okay, so Bezdin won't have a clue. So Bezdin would not know if he's telling the truth or not telling the truth. So they would disqualify him. But if he knows Klap Yishmaya, that there's no Chash Neshaker, and he's not Be'etzem Pasul Eid, there's no reason it should be a problem. Zoktim Eid Behuda, V'chein Hat... I'm sorry. The Urim V'tumim. V'chein Hatam Be'Pasul Machmas Nagia. The same would be true if he's possible because he's in a gay bedover. The whole time absul the yeyet sheker. The whole time that apostle negay is possible is because we're afraid that he's saying gay the sheker. Vim kein hu she yedeh ba'atzmoy sho'a emes ito lomo lo yeyet v'ayin lekamo besimel lamed zayin in a gay yochel heil lechoyvo ad kam l'shoymer. Zog to unvetumim gewaldig. That you want to know what it's totally in if somebody knows the truth. But he's apostle. Bezdin doesn't know he's apostle. Geshmaki case. Could he walk into Bezdin and say, hey, this? Or could he now walk into Bezdin this? It depends. If he's apostle, Be'etzem, like a Karev, then no. But if the whole soul is based on a Chash Meshaker, what's an example of someone that's apostle, Eidos, Machmas, Chash Meshaker? He gives two examples. One example he gives is Russia. What's the second example? Negei Be'edos, which of course is Tali and all the raid that we spoke of this morning. Meaning the Urim V'Tumim is taking on that side, the side of the Shach, the side of the Sma. The side of the raiva that's brought down in the sheet of the kubet says that the reason in a gabe of his possible aidus is because of a chash meshaker. If he's possible because of a chash meshaker, that if he knows the truth and Bezin doesn't know he's in a gabe dover, knock yourself out, walk into Bezin and say aidus. But if you learn like the levush in the ir shushan, and you learn like the ksay sachosh in the lama dalid dalid, and you learn like the pashas in the lachan and rambam perikdes vavalacha aleph and uchas aidus, that the reason in a gabe of his possible aidus because it is a psul Bezin, then you mamish like the karev. Al kaponim, what we I deemed over here was another nafkemino lahalocha between this shaila whether or not the reason why negay is possible is because the chash meshaker is possible to etzim. What would be the halacha in this very chakava case of the urim v'tumim? So we mentioned over here atoshes yotchem rosh aliyah said chamas. So just to speak out of chasam sofer because we haven't spoken out of chasam sofer in about a few days. So just to speak out of chasam sofer in peres moisha on that pasuk, he says a davar nifla. Listen to what he says: atoshes yotchem rosha. Lies a chamas. Hashtag classic. Amru Chazal. Man the mishtoi reish lakish bahadei. It's a Gemara Yumad Avtes Amid Beis. That if there was somebody that was caught talking to Reish Lakish in the Shuk, Yavali Iskab Leisadi, people would lend this person money without Eidim. You wouldn't have to worry about Achrayis and Shalai Ba'achrayis. You wouldn't have to get involved in all these sugis that we've been learning about in Bava Kam, Bava Metzi, Bava Basra. People would lend the money below Sa'adi. Why? Because Reish Lakish was very medactic who he spoke to. Ki ilulei shahaya ish yasha. Had this person not been a good guy, Rish Lakish would have never spoken to him. Imkein, tzadik amay Rish Lakish, comes out then that if you're a tzaddik like Rish Lakish, you have to be very careful who you talk to. What would happen if Rish Lakish would have one time spoken to a Rasha? People would now think he's a Yasher. And now they're going to lend the money, or they're going to sell him something without Eidim. This person's going to be Koyfer HaKol. Nitzah, you know what's going to come out? Zehat tzaddik. This tzaddik that spoke to him, Hoya Eid Chamas. He was an Eid Chamas. Ki bazeh shediber imay, heyed alav. Shehu ish yashar, ve'enay kein. It really wasn't. The zeh, zoktach sam soifer, al toshe is yotche im rasha. L'shtasheya u'l'schabir imay. Zoktach Torah, you're not allowed to just go ahead and dreizach mit a rasha. If you're an Adam Choshev, and you're mechabit somebody, and people, the Amaratzim, that don't realize that sometimes people do what they have to do. They're going to say, oh, he's being mechabit, really? He's such a chash of a person? So the next time that person approaches him with a business opportunity, or he approaches him, he says, oh, I know he's a very chash of a person. Varaya, he got a big covet, bimah complaini, etc., etc. You know what could happen? It could come out that this person might really be a bad guy. The Adam Chash wasn't careful to find out who he was, and then if somebody gets hurt, thinking that this is an Adam Chashev, it's going to come out that the Adam Chashev, who was Mischaber, and it was Mishtasheya Imay, Lashon Achsam Sofer, he himself will be the Eid Chamas. So Al Toshe is Yotcha Im Rasha. You have to be very careful, if you're an Adam Chashev, not to be Mishtasheya and be Mischaber with a bad person, because people may think that if you're friends with him, and you're Mechaber him, he's a good guy, and ultimately people will trust him, and when it turns out that he was a bad guy, you're being mishtashay, mischaber him. That was the Haggadah's Eidos. That's going to be the Leo's Eid Chamas. So just to conclude with one final note, we're going to leave some rain on the table like we always do, but just one final note that is worth speaking out, and that is, so the Gemara over here had mentioned very quickly, when the Gemara was discussing that convoluted Gemara, but we're just going to bring out one point that's not so convoluted, just something that we've spoken so much about in the past that we just have to bring it all together. And that is, the Gemara said that where Reuven stole a field from Shimon, he sold it to Levi, and now Yehuda's being ma'arer and saying that it was never Reuven's, it was never Shimon's, it was never Levi's. So Shimon, even though at first glance he seems to be out of the picture here, is not allowed to be made, he's not allowed to say Eidos that it belongs to Levi and it doesn't belong to Yehuda. The Gemara said that, why? Because we're concerned that he wants to knock Yehuda out so that later he can go danzach with Levi. But they want to say Manav Shach. If he has a way to prove that it's not Levi's, meaning that it was his, then why doesn't he just go to Yehuda and prove that it's not Yehuda's? So the Gemara says, you know why? Because maybe the case was where Yehuda was the machzik, and right now, if he's going to bring Eidim proving that it's his, and Yehuda has Eidim that it's his, who's going to be the one that's going to end up keeping it? The one that's going to end up keeping it is going to be Yehuda. So now, if it's a situation of trey, Yehuda's going to get it. Say, he doesn't want to pull out his Eidim right now. He doesn't want to get stuck in a trey scenario. He wants to rather knock out Yehuda's Eidim, and then later he's going to pull out his Eidim, he'll be able to get it. But you see from this Gemara, Zemari de Gazach, that when there's a suffix when it comes to property, it comes to karka, what's the halacha? You leave it by the machzik. Whoever's in the property at that point, he's the one that ends up keeping it. And the Rashbam says that I have three rayas to this yisoid. It's a very important yisoid. I have three rayas to this yisoid. One of the rayas that the Rashbam brings is from Nechsid Bar Shatya. So we'll save this already for another day. I see that I'm getting tired. So we'll save this for another day. But I will say, I mean, you don't. But the point is, but we'll just leave it with this. And that is, you see a very important point. Because even though we've spoken out so many times, it's one of the themes of Cheskas Abatim. That when you're dealing with property, you don't leave Safik Karka by the Muchzik. What do you do with Safik Karka? You give it to the Marakama. You don't give it to the Muchzik. That's only when there's a clear Marakama. When we know who the Marakama is, and now there's a Suffolk, so we bypass all the Muchzikais, we just go back to the last person that we know for sure was the Baila. We give it to the Marakama, which of course is in contrast to Metalfalin, where there's a Halach of Cheskes Metalfalin, you give it to the Muchzik. But that's only when there's a defined Marakama. But what if you don't have a Marakama? Zay Mishal Avoysa, Vizay Mishal Avoysa. Or in this case right here, where we don't have a Marakama, we don't have a Marakama, Avadig of this. Whoever's in the Karka at that point, he's going to be the Machzik. So there is a concept of Muchzik, even when it comes to Karka. The Rashbam says, I have four Mekoyres to it. He has three of them in Cheskes Abatim. One is this Gemara right here. The fourth Makar is Ksubas Tavchav. That's the Sugi of Nachsid Bar Shatya. It's a very important Rav Chanan on that Gemara. We're going to have to save it for another day.